Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Welcome to the show, Graham. Wouldn't it be nice to leverage technology and improve business processes for nonprofits? Well, it's already being done by Apparo. Yeah, APPARO. They connect local nonprofits to the latest technology, resources, and expertise to impact the community. And we have the amazing, who I've met years ago. It's Kim Lamphere. She's the CEO of Apparo, a nonprofit connecting all those amazing nonprofits with technology and resources. And also, she's got a new best friend for us to know today. It's Erin Rudolph, the executive director and co-founder of Carolina Youth Coalition. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo! This is a job well done, and you keep perfecting it because Apparo was born in
2003. We've been around for a while.
18 years. So as far as technology is concerned, you are the boss.
Well, we like to think so. We like to think we're the big helper here in the community. We like to talk about being the roving CIO, Chief Information Officer for nonprofits who are in our community, the 13 county region, Charlotte Metrolina. So Apparo works with about 600 area nonprofits this year alone, close to 200.
So again, how do you do that? Because you've got to have a staff of trained, seasoned technology experts. Do you go searching for them first, of course, and then you match them with a nonprofit?
Well, it's interesting. So our staff is not deep in technology. We have a couple of really deep technologists in our staff. But the reason, the magic behind our mission is that we create partnerships with area corporate volunteers. So we use the skills of the experts in the community who are being paid at the rate of a, you know, corporate for-profit organization who want to give back to the community with their skills. You know, it's wonderful to volunteer to a community when you want to work in a soup kitchen or you want to make a backpack for children or you want to help clean up a yard or build a house. And those are all really important volunteer opportunities. We've created a path for people in the technology and business processes area of business to give their skills, that which they do really professionally and at a really high caliber level, to come in and give that in a very facilitated way. Apparo stays really engaged so that what's delivered by the skilled volunteer doesn't go off track or isn't appreciated by the nonprofit. We stay right in the middle as the translator so that the project has sustainability once the volunteer goes away. That's our biggest goal, is that when the volunteer ultimately says, okay, we're done, here's your project, we have to go back to our full-time job, full-time and not volunteer forever, that the nonprofit still can use and move forward with what has been left behind. Many times in that technology space, there can be a disconnect because there's not the equal skill and knowledge on either side of that volunteer engagement. So we are in the middle to be the connector, to be the facilitator and translator, to make sure everybody comes out where they expect to come out.
I have become an IT expert in my own right during COVID, right?
Ah, but you have.
We've all grown. And I know that everybody had to pivot, but you're in technology, so you didn't have to pivot that much.
Our pivot was very easy, and that's a good thing. Because the community of nonprofits, as you can imagine, overnight had to become experts in virtual work, in remote work for a team, in how you keep your team going when they're remote, when they're not used to that. How do you use the tools when you're not used to the tools? So instead of ramping down over COVID, Apparo ramped up. Within a week, we stood up a week of best practices around all kinds of things about remote work, and it could be culture. You know, it wasn't just technology. It was like, how do you empower your staff when you're not seeing them face to face and they're not used to that? And they're dealing with their issues at home right along with their work because they're in the same space. So we did a 12-week series to lift nonprofits. It was a bad spot for them, really bad.
Wow. And Erin Rudolph, the executive director and co-founder of Carolina Youth Coalition, is he not a superstar?
I cannot tell you what a superstar Erin is. I've been at his facility. I've met his students. I've met his mentors. And let me tell you, Erin is doing some life-changing, game-changing work here in our community for economic mobility. Really significant work.
Bring it to the stage, Mr. Erin Rudolph. Bum, 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 bum. I love it, Erin. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Absolutely. Carolina Youth Coalition, or CYC as we called it, was founded in 2018 by myself and my co-founder, Catherine Kasam. Basically, our mission is to identify and prepare high-performing students who are the first in their family to attend college or from low-income families, and help them be able to enter, excel in, and graduate from college so that they can be full participants in society and live a life full of opportunity. And so we work with students, high school students, all across the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area. And our goal is to help them get through college with as little debt as possible and leave with prospects for the workforce.
Little debt as possible. That is music to our ears because it seems to be such a challenge, right? We go, yay, we went. We're the first person in our family who goes. We're the first person in our family to have more debt than anybody.
You know, our focus, we look at the four-year degree as sort of a spark for economic mobility, but it's hard for that spark to take hold if it comes with crippling amounts of debt, right? And so we're very intentional about helping students navigate that process and finding their best fit school from an academic and maybe a social standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint and what makes best sense for the career path that they want to choose as well.
And this is not your first rodeo because you are a former teacher. When did you fall in love with, I've got to dig a path, an easy path, a fun path for students?
Yeah, started off as a high school history teacher. And before moving to Charlotte, I had the opportunity to work for an organization called the Baton Rouge Youth Coalition in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that where our organization is modeled after. The thing that drew me to that work was within the particular schools that I worked in, even within my classrooms, I could see that I had a number of students who had academic potential, not just go to college, but to do well in college. They were smarter than I was at that age, definitely. Our schools really lacked the resources and guidance to help them not just enter college, but be prepared to transition to college. And so when I found the work of the Baton Rouge Youth Coalition, that was something that really resonated with me, having seen some of my own students struggle with that process. So it was a pleasure to work there and then sort of a dream to come here to Charlotte and have the opportunity to introduce that to this community as well.
Well, I'm glad you came here and drank the water and you stayed.
Aren't we fortunate?
Right? Because how did you and Kim meet, or should I ask him first? Because that's a nice connection, right? What was that phone call like? Or was it an email?
Aaron, why don't you take it how we met? Because I can talk about the award. I think you might have met for that.
Absolutely. We've actually done, prior to the Mission Possible Award, we've done a couple different projects with Aparo. As Kim mentioned, a lot of times nonprofits lack the technology expertise or just infrastructure to be able to do their mission well and to operate efficiently. A lot of times it's your clients or the people that you're serving that suffer when you're not operating as efficiently as possible. And so we did a project with them that actually ran through COVID to identify some different technology platforms that would allow us to operate more efficiently in terms of our application process and how we identify students and be able to bring them in, which was a godsend really to be able to do that electronically once COVID hit and we weren't able to, you know, use paper forms and applications. And so that's how we originally got introduced to Aparo. They've also connected us with laptops for our students through some of their partners as well. And so Mission Possible jumped at the opportunity to work with them again, knowing all they had done previously for us.
I am so happy for you. Not just you. It's a ripple effect. The dominoes are falling and folks are being positively impacted.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, you brought something up, Aaron, that while we talk about Aparo being a technology business process amplifier for the community, it's that connections he was talking about. You know, because as we're out there and we're the only nonprofit speaking in this language on a consistent basis and connected with those who speak that language in the corporate world on a consistent basis, we have this phenomenal network across both public and private of individuals and corporations and expertises throughout all of those 600 nonprofits that we work with, which is really all you can work with in the community. One of our big goals is we are about partnership. We are about collaboration. We are about connections and creating opportunity for people to come together, even if we're not involved. It's about bringing people who, when I say people, I'm referring to corporations and individuals and nonprofit, the entities themselves. We want them to grow and become stronger and better as community citizens and as servant organizations. So anytime we have that opportunity, when Aaron was talking about us being connected to a different nonprofit where there were laptops available, that's just common sense. And there might not have been that bridge. So we really are a bridge in the community across many areas where there just isn't another spoke in the wheel to do that.
That is so right. Yeah. Okay. So right now we can go to apparo.org.
Yes. APPARO.ORG. Yes.
And the lovely thing is they are that on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
True that.
I like it. And then Carolina Youth Coalition, same thing, but it's carolinayouth.org. Facebook, they are Carolina Youth Coalition. On Twitter, Aaron, you're Carolina Youth CO, right?
Correct. Yep. Carolina Youth Co, Carolina Youth CO.
We want to know right now how to help both of you, because we got to talk about the award that Aaron got.
Yeah.
So for Carolina Youth Coalition, we're actually, a big part of our programming is mentoring. One of the sort of key pieces that we leverage for economic mobility is transfer of social capital. So whether that's resources or relationships. And so we connect our seniors with mentors throughout their senior year that serve as a one-on-one guide, coach, cheerleader, shoulder to lean on as they go through a very difficult college application process. And then often those relationships last far beyond that. But we're currently recruiting for mentors right now. So on our website, if you go to carolinayouth.org, click join us, and you'll see the description for our mentor program, both for our high school seniors. And then we also just launched a new mentoring program if you would like to mentor a college student who's interested in learning more about their particular career path.
Wow, that FAFSA application, I don't know if they're going to make it any simpler. Aaron?
We try. It's easy to sign up. We love to get people plugged in.
Yeah. And once you get plugged in, it's pretty easy ride. I've been through it twice with my kids. When you first initially look at it, you're like, I need help.
Absolutely. And that's, I know we're not at the award yet. Our Mission Possible Award is specifically around mentor training and making it as easy as possible and helping our mentors be prepared as possible when they begin work with our students.
Amazing. Now I need a drum roll, Kimberly.
Okay. So I'm going to step back one level to talk about when nonprofits work with us. There's no cost. Sometimes there's a very low cost, small, like $500, $2,000 kind of cost related to something that's valued at $25,000 to $200,000. It's a skin in the game kind of cost, if there ever is one. And a lot of what we do has no cost. So this is an award that goes beyond that. This is sponsored by Accenture, and it's been a partnership with Accenture for 14 years now. So this is a true example of that successful corporate nonprofit partnership that fulfills many things that the corporation is looking to do with the skilled volunteering, the employee lifting, the employee networking, the employee professional development, and the community lift, as well as empowering the nonprofit space. This year's winner is the Carolina Youth Coalition here with Aaron. Yay, we're so excited.
Yay.
And that award is $50,000 of Accenture consulting time to make their vision, what they wanted to achieve this year, a reality. And it comes with a $10,000 cash prize, which is what makes it really unique beyond the $50,000 consulting time. It's that cash prize that we don't always have to lift the award. We often have resources, but not the cash resource. So very excited that they are our Mission Possible winner this year. Just so excited. We're going to really help Aaron continue to change the world the way he does.
Kim Lamphier. Kim Lanfear, the CEO of Apparel, pick me up off the ground. That's some jaw-dropping digits.
Yeah. Accenture's a wonderful, wonderful community citizen. They're amazing.
Aaron Rudolph, did you pick yourself off the ground? Did you realize that, wow, this happening now?
I did. I was thrilled. It was actually a pretty rigorous process to create the proposal. And then the presentation was really, I was really nervous during the presentation. When we got the notification, I let my staff know. And yeah, we were thrilled, not just to win the award, but to know the impact that it's going to have on our volunteers and our students down the road as well.
Wow, that is so cool. Because my next question to you, Aaron, was going to be, you know, what was that process like? Because we're used to putting together 3 or 4 page PowerPoint presentation. And calling it a day. But no, there's more.
there is more. And one of the things that drove us to participate in the Mission Possible, I wouldn't say it's not just an application, it really is, it's a process, was a chance to be matched with an Accenture team member who was sort of our guide in helping create our proposal. And so I knew that even if we did not win the award, we would end up with this really strategic proposal that we could use as a guideline to continue to do that type of work. We were honored and thrilled to win the award, so we get to actually put it in place. But the actual presentation we had to do is only 10 minutes long as we were in the final round. Couldn't use a PowerPoint or any sort of visuals. And so we literally had to just verbally talk it out in front of a panel of really amazing judges and dignitaries that APARO pulled together on their panel. So it was really cool to get in front of that group as well and be able to talk about our mission and what we hope to do with the proposal.
And again, Aaron, you brought up something really great. It is an award in and of itself, but it is those who participate in this award get consulting from Accenture before they even win the award. There's a series of workshops that we do with each nonprofit that we call the Art of the Possible. They come together with an Accenture employee, actually two or three of them, and a APARO in the room together. And we help them take what is typically a fairly embryonic idea at that point, just kind of a, I know we need to do this to improve how we're serving. Accenture leads a Art of the Possible session in ideating what that could mean, what it could look like, helping the nonprofit understand what can't work and what can work, you know, and helping them really pull out the questions that they may not be asking to really solidify and define what it is that they need to get stronger and better and faster. And so that session in and of itself is an award that's just part of the process that you get at the beginning. After that, you work with that Accenture volunteer who helps you frame the proposal, which, like Aaron said, becomes a proposal you can use for a different grant, for a different conversation. It's something that you create whether you win this award or not. And so it's a very interesting award process. We call it a working grant. It does take time. You win no matter what. You get these assets. You get this thought leadership elevation along the way.
Ooh, it sounds like university experience. You're teaching. And like you said, they'll always use this information. It's for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's for life. So how many nonprofits actually applied for this Mission Impossible situation? Because I'm thinking right now, many nonprofits are listening. They know someone who knows someone and they've got a nonprofit. And when I deal with nonprofits on a weekly basis, it's like, oh, I wish they had better PR. Oh, I wish they had better communication skills. I wish they had, right? And mm-hmm. when they listen to you and what you've done for Aaron, I know they're like, I want to do that. Is it an mm-hmm. annual situation?
Yes, it is. Well, it's annual as long as Accenture continues to fund and sponsor it, and hopefully they will. You don't know. This is still COVID time. We'll see how things evolve, but we certainly hope they will want to continue to partner because it's been so meaningful. Typically, we'd start the process. The COVID changed things, so we've moved the calendar to January. It used to be in September, so you would look for things in December to say, usually it starts with a workshop. Come in and have your questions answered because it is a little confusing. Come in and talk with like a virtual workshop and ask them questions about what it is if you really want to apply. We have gotten as many as 60 applications this last year, again, with COVID, with a lot of attention in other directions. I think we ended up having about 22, 23 applications this last year. Yeah, we would love to have every nonprofit apply so they can have this incredible benefit from Accenture.
That is great. I know I've only got about 3 more minutes with the both of you. We've got some new best friends this morning who are telling us all about the amazingness they do. Kim Lemphy is the CEO of APARO, a nonprofit connecting local nonprofits with technology. Now, Aaron is new to this fabulous award and telling everybody because he's the executive director and co-founder of Carolina Youth Coalition. For both of you, let our audience know how we can help. I know we've talked a little bit about it, but for Aaron, I do have this $1 million question. Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
Even before COVID, but during COVID, a lot of students have shown concern as I talk to parents. Should I go to college? Is it worth going to college? You know, they just don't know about their future. What's mm-hmm. some uplifting, you know, a quote or some information to set our minds free that the world is our oyster? And we have to relay that to our young folk because they see us grownups kind of running around like, I don't know what's next. And I hate for
right.
teens to go through that, the unknown.
Absolutely. It's scary. Unfortunately, I think we put a lot of pressure on 17 and 18 year olds to figure it out, have their whole life figured out, you know, by the time they leave high school. I would actually tell, and this is something that we talk to our students, I would say it's okay to not have it figured out. Even as adults, we're trying to figure out who we want to be, who we are, having them understand that the process of growing and becoming is a constant daily process that you'll go through for the rest of your life and hopefully can become a lifelong learner who's continually growing and becoming. And that's what I would say to students to kind of relieve some of that pressure. I do feel a lot of pressure. I have it all figured out, but it's okay to let them know that even as adults, we don't have it all figured out yet.
That's advice for adults too, Aaron.
It is.
We got to stop asking 5-year-olds what they want to be when they grow up.
Absolutely. Yes, it starts very early.
It does.
It does. Can we donate money to the Carolina Youth Coalition, Aaron?
Absolutely. You definitely can. CarolinaYouth.org/donate, and you can donate their credit card, or if you want to send us a check, the address is listed on our website as well.
Well, congratulations. I don't have any balloons right now or any confetti, but I'm doing it virtually. Yay for you and your team. Oh, your co-founder. Talk about your co-founder.
Yeah, my co-founder, Catherine Kasam, she's actually a Baton Rouge transplant as well. We had some mutual connections there and met in Charlotte. And she's amazing. We wouldn't be here. She's actually how we got originally connected to Aparo. And so we wouldn't be here as an organization without her. So definitely a big shout out to Catherine.
Yes. And I've interviewed you guys before.
Yes. I think it was almost 2 years ago now, which is crazy. We were just coming off of our first school year. I think we only had about 40 students in the program now. We'll have about 150 students in the program next year. We've been growing really quick. Have made a lot of progress since we last spoke to you.
All right. Go right now. It's CarolinaYouth.org. You can slash that donate on the end of that or slash that join on the end. It's a great nonprofit. I want to just give Cam an opportunity. Can we give to apparel too?
Oh, absolutely. Because we don't charge nonprofits, we're at a very low cost. We rely on donations and corporate sponsorships to make this work happen. So you absolutely can donate to our work. If you want to empower more nonprofits than one with your donation dollar, please feel free to do that at our website as well, apparel.org. If you are part of a corporation or know a corporation who really would love to get some skilled volunteering going in that business processes kind of area, which includes technology, please reach out to us. That information's on our website as well. We'd love to get you engaged. Because yeah. We're leveraging those skills, a dollar donated to us generates almost $2 worth of value in the community. So that leverage of high-level skills is what is creating that.
Well, kudos to the both of you. And don't be strangers. Keep sharing what you're doing because it's some really cool stuff. I love it. I love it. All right. We're going to take a short break, and I want to thank Kim and I want to thank Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you, Francine.
Thank you, wonderful. Francine. Awesome. We appreciate it.
We'll take a short break and we're coming right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back. This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.